car ranch lady. I mean, I guess she's been around forever.
She's been around for a long time.
And this is like put her on the map.
We were having dinner and my 17-year-old daughter says to me, there's no ranch. And I said, I'm sorry, I guess we're out of ranch. So she says, hold on. And she gets up and she walks out of the house and she walks right back in. And she goes, I just remembered I have car ranch. When I go to Chick-fil-A, I just get extra packets of ranch and I just keep them in my car. I said, how long has that ranch been in your car? She's like, I don't know, months? You can't just eat ranch that's been sitting in a vehicle. We live in Florida. That is a recipe for explosive diarrhea. She goes, it's fine. Open that up. Dunk. Eat.
Yeah. Well, if it's not open, I think it stays okay.
It is so full of preservatives. It's got to be.
I don't think it's. Right? I think it's the heat.
The heat is.
That was what would worry me. Like, I was on a bachelor trip one time, and we'd stayed out late drinking. We'd all gone to bed. We woke up the next morning. We were debating, what are we going to eat? We didn't have anything in the Airbnb. And one of the guys on the trip said, oh, crap, I'll be right back. And he goes outside, comes back inside with a McChicken.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he just eats it. And we said, Drew, it's 9 a.m. Where did you get that McChicken? He said, it was left over from lunch yesterday. So where's it been?
No.
He said, on the back of the car.
On the back of the car,
like in the car, you know, the back seat.
Oh yeah, before, yeah. Like,
so it's been in there, right under the window, just baking
and
in the heat.
And that has mayonnaise on it.
Yes.
Ew.
I was like, Drew, you like, I'm very lenient, as Jason's established when it comes to food.
He is.
I would not eat a McChicken that had been left in a car for 24 hours.
No. Well, the bacteria, the formation of the bacteria, can make you really. I think you can get like E. coli, but if it's sealed. Is a totally different story.
Well, by the way, the thing that bothers me the most, I love Chick-fil-A, but their ranch is butt.
Agreed.
They have butthole ranch.
It's the worst ranch.
I don't love it. In a pinch, I'll eat it, but it's always Chick-fil-A sauce.
It's their worst dip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every other dip they have is better.
And that's someone who loves ranch. Yeah, Chick-fil-A sauce is way better. All their sauces are better.
Way better than the ranch.
Way
better, yeah. In a pinch, I'll have it, but I prefer not.
Yeah. And Matt, if you're newer to the show, he's famous for getting these expensive crumble type cookies, and they were covered in ants.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Woke up covered in ants.
Yep.
Just dusted them off.
Hundreds of ants on these in the counter. I then took them all, put them in a Ziploc bag and sealed them, hoping to suffocate the ants.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right.
And then before I would have them, I would microwave them slightly so it would fry the ants that might have been left.
That is disgusting. And Matt also, I give Matt typically leftovers in my fridge that have been there for where I say, you know what, this is too long, but I'll bring it into Matt to eat, especially a nice steak, and it'll be... 6 days.
Yeah.
And then I go down to our refrigerator here at work. He still hasn't ate it.
Yeah.
Then I notice on the seventh day or the eighth day, he finally eats it.
Yeah.
I think a week is.
I've turned into the threshold for some of my friends and family. I will get a text, hey, man, would you eat such and such after 4 days? And I'm like, oh, 4 days? Dude, yes.
100%.
Yes. Eat it cold. Don't even microwave
it. That's fresh to me.
I will say this, though. Maybe Matt has. I just like the water in Mexico, when. Americans go to Mexico, they get sick off the water because we're just not used to it. But Mexicans don't get sick off of it because maybe they built up a tolerance. And so I'm thinking that if you eat older food, maybe your body develops where it can kind of be immune to some of the bacteria. And maybe it's actually a cool thing because Matt can eat food that's been there forever. Fun damn fact.
Oh, okay. Bring it.
Okay.
It does say, yes, it's generally safe to consume ranch if it was sealed. And even in a hot car, it says it's designed to be stored at room temperature, but high temperatures, like a hot car, will ruin the quality, but typically does not mean it has become unsafe to eat. But if it was open, you're dead.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, forget
it. It's been opened.
I don't know why it's been refrigerated first. No, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know why ranch worries me about that. I've had car ketchup before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could, because I think ranch in my mind, it feels like there's milk in it.
Like dairy.
Dairy.
Yeah, that's what I imagine.
Yeah, the ketchup doesn't bother me at all, but the ranch is gross. The gross part.
Would you leave salsa outside of the refrigerator and eat it days after?
No.
I would.
Because it's tomatoes.
I would.
I refrigerate my ketchup, too.
No, I want it cold, though.
Don't refrigerate my butter. So I don't know. Nothing makes sense in my house. Yeah.
my brother-in-law and I, we went on a beach trip several years ago, and we had pizza for dinner. And there was no room in the fridge, so the pizza just sat out on the counter all night. And the next morning, we woke up and had a slice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done that before.
I could see that one.
All night.
Yeah.
So this is probably 16 hours later.
Yeah. And so sometimes I'm like...
Counter pizza.
Yeah.
Counter pizza. Yeah, but even though I'm like, dang, I don't know, but still,
It's already been melted. It's right. cooked.
Yeah.
I feel like that's fine.
And nothing concerned me about it but the cheese. Like, I considered just taking the cheese off and just eating the rest of it.
No. Because the pepperoni probably has so many preservatives.
Right, yeah. The meats and stuff didn't bother me.
We're all just gross, mm-hmm. really, if you think about it.
Yeah, it does say for pizza, should not be left out for more than 2 hours. But I know a lot of pizza.
Oh, everybody who says things, they're always conservative. You can always push the envelope.
Always.
Oh, for sure.
Well, Matt, you're definitely immune.
Yeah,
like
I've spent a long time building this iron gut.
Yeah, he's eaten many an old thing.
I put quite a bit of work into this puppy.
Yes, it didn't happen overnight.
It does say with pizza, and I know a lot of people just eat the pizza cold off the next day, that you can kill some of the bacteria by cooking it or reheating it.
Mm-hmm. It tastes mm-hmm. better that way, but that's certainly not why. I'm not reheating my pizza because I'm trying to kill bacteria. No, I'm reheating it to get to the original texture.
Yeah, exactly. Get a little cheese melt.